Do you ask her about the past stuff, or does she ask you? I don't even know how you can have that conversation.
Well, I don't say my intimate details. I would never tell her my stories. I just don't. I'm very private like that. I don't like to. I'll tell you guys and, like, friends about decades ago stories and stuff like that or whatever, but I don't like to share that kind of information. I don't feel comfortable sharing with
you. See, me neither. I can't. I mean, my wife knows, you know, people that I've...
Because you know how I tell stories. My stories are fantastic.
Tingle's very adamant.
I am like a damn movie.
Yeah, you have a knack of painting a picture very well.
Oh, great stories. But I can't hear that from her. And when she's tried to paint her pictures before, like about this one guy, Greg Melcher, in our school, she said, I'm like, oh, you hooked up with Greg?
He sounds like
Greg Melcher. He's a total meathead. Greg Melcher, I said, you guys had sex? She goes, no, we didn't have sex, but we did other things. And I'm like, I don't want to hear anymore. Couldn't kiss her for like a week.
But you continue to ask her about stuff like that. How can you continue? See, I can't do that. There's only certain things that I'll ask because it's a weird thing. Like, you want to know, but you don't want to know. And the only reason I think my wife knows so much about me with past experiences is because of this show. Like, she'll hear it from her friends. Hey, did you hear what Brian did? That's my real name, Brian Sherman. Did you hear what Brian did? Great.
What do you know about Katie? What do you know that she's
No, like? Let's not talk
Come
about
on,
this.
Come on, share a story. We're amongst brothers here, man. We got JP, the intern. We got Lou Lombardo, the sports guy, and me. We're brothers. Chop it up.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just us. Come on, man. Let it go.
Screw you both. I really don't know that much, and I don't really want to know that much. It's just bothering me because I think I have like a really good, vivid imagination, and I don't like thinking about it.
Tell us. Just say, what did she do?
I don't know.
So full of crap, dude.
No, see, there's things I'll ask, and I'm like, I don't want to ask, like...
Then tell us one of yours. Give us one of your encounters. Paint the picture right now. Give us a story.
Of what?
I'll give you one of mine.
Go ahead. See, now I put you on...
No, I'll do it, but I'm just amazed at how you're avoiding the conversation.
I'm not avoiding the conversation. I'm pointing out the fact, like, I don't want to know. This conversation always comes up at Chili's for some reason. When we go...
Oh, Christ, here we go.
No, Chili's is not a Wisconsin restaurant, you bastard. No, I don't know what it is with Chili's, but all of a sudden, like, sexual conversations will come up, and I had to ask for some... I don't even know why. I was eating the sample platter... with shrimp and ribs.
Okay.
And for some reason it popped into my head, did you ever have a threesome? I don't know why.
And what'd she say?
She said no.
Because she's not going to tell you.
No, I think she would.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes, she would. But I don't...
Not if especially with someone that you might know.
No. It's not with any...
No, talking about Lou.
Yeah!
There's only a couple people I know that she hooked up with. It was before we were together. But, and I don't really have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with, you know, other people that she's been with. It's just imagining it is what bothers me. I don't want to even know the details.
All right, how about this? You play a record, and I'll come back, and I'll tell you the greatest song or the greatest story of all time.
We have a record here? Where's the record?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, a song.
Play a track, a record, song, whatever you want to call it.
We got an LP. Put it on.
Stop it.
Play it at 78.
That's a trademark phrase. Track 5, baby.
All right, all right.
I got a great story.
Eight tracks are next. It's Q101. I don't know why everybody's calling me a puss on the text message.
You're holding out.
I'm not holding out. I don't have a story about my wife. I said I don't want to know the graphic details of like other dudes in the past.
It doesn't have to be about your wife. It could be about anything that Schoenberg has wildly done. It could be anything.
Oh, I've told those, and that's the only reason that she knows about me is because of this show. You know what? I'm glad that we do this in the 7 o'clock hour because this is the time she's in the Metro. She can't listen. She doesn't have a radio in the Metro, so it's good.
My wife doesn't care. She's down for it.
It's Q101, Chicago's alternative, Sherman and Tingle, basically talking about, like, you don't want to know, you don't ask your significant other what the hell happened in the past, because it's an answer that you're like, oh yeah, I want to know that, but then when you know it, you're like, oh, Christ, this is not good, I don't want to think about this all damn day.
I hear you, trust me, I didn't want to think about that when I heard that stuff about my wife either. I get it, you want to hear a great story though, you guys want to hear a great story?
Yeah, pull up the mic.
Okay, this is a great story, here we go, check this out. This was my junior year at ASU. Okay, there's these two girls that I know. They both work at a place called Babe's Cabaret.
Sounds like a top-notch joint.
Yeah, exactly. Jenna Jameson owns the place, right? Yeah. And I've known them because I've seen them out at the bar that I worked at, and they always came in, well, whatever. And They come inside, and they go, hey, we're going to go to Babe's Cabaret. You want to go with us? And I go, yeah, no problem. I'll go hang out with you guys. So we walk into this place, and as soon as they walk in like they own the place. You know, they know everyone there. And there's a table of dudes who, probably about six or seven dudes, all mid-40s, maybe even touching 50s, okay? And they go, Lisa, Shireen, come here! And they put their hands up, woo! And they go over there, and they sit with these guys. They're on their laps and stuff like that. And I'm standing at the entrance by myself, going, oh, this sucks. This is kind of boring. I'm here by myself. I'm just going to sit at the bar and just drink and just hang out. So I sat at the bar by myself talking to some dude who's a bartender. We're just BSing back and forth.
Does Senior Frogs involve this story?
No,
somewhere,
Senior
Tingle?
Frogs is not involved in this story.
Usually
so
that's
then fast forward, end of the night comes. The girls are absolutely ripped, roared, hammered.
Yeah.
Okay? And they go, hey, and I'm tired. They go, hey, Steve, will you drive us to these guys' house? They want us to do a show for them. And I said, you guys, I'm really tired. It's like, it's really late. And they go, they're going to pay us $1,000. We'll give you half of it. And I said, let's go. Let's get in the car, right?
That's right.